12 Steps to a Higher Calling in Christ. The process of placing a demand upon supply. Demand is always placed upon supply in the kingdom of God. There is a demand placed for a level of awareness to help those that are ready to move forward. These individuals are committed to being led by the Spirit and ready to walk in the fullness of Christ. So the question to you is, are you ready to walk in the fullness of Christ, in the fullness of your Christ identity, in the fullness of all that I am? Because that's a demand that's being placed upon a supply of the kingdom. So as you seek, as you thirst, as you hunger to be fed, to be led, to be guided unto all truth, the truth of who I am in you and through you. For your soul is yearning for the wisdom that will bring forth the truth that is overflowing from within your spirit. A form of illumination has taken place from the mind of Christ within you. The illumination has awakened the intellectual state of awareness, which resides within the conscious mind, to seek information that will bear witness to the truth that has been deposited in your heart. This is the process of remembrance and confirmation of revelation knowledge. During this unfoldment process, the supply will become available to fulfill the desired knowledge, the divine wisdom that is being sought. For that in which you are seeking, that in which you are thirsting, that in which you are hungering. And as this data is being ingested, you will have many aha moments. So during this stage of remembrance, more light is being shed, aligning that which has already been deposited within so that it can freely flow outward in the form of demonstration of truth. You're here to bear witness to the truth that is within you. You're here to bear witness to the truth of who I am in you and through you. For the truth of who you are in Christ, the truth of your calling as a member of the body of Christ, the truth of your purpose in this world. For the purpose of the Bible is to awaken the Christ within, the born again spirit of that in which, because you believe on him, the only begotten Son of God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And according to the Apostle Paul in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17, he said he prays that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. See, that's what you're seeking. That's what you're truly thirsting and hungering for, the spirit of wisdom and the revelation of the knowledge of the Father, of the God of glory, the Father of glory that is already within you. So in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 2 through 5, when he says, if ye have heard of the dispensation of grace of God, which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. We're talking about the word mystery. Mystery is not common. Mystery is not upon the surface. Mystery is not visible to every eye, the common eye, to the physical eye, to the heart and heart, to know the mystery. He said, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Now here's where it has been a stirring up in my spirit for many years. The mystery of Christ. If we look at teachings of Christ and about Christ, saturated with religion, saturated with traditions, nothing in most churches, study groups, ministry platforms, to me, exude mystery of Christ. See, here's the thing. Things that are in the Bible that really stand out, that you see over and over and over again, those are not mysteries. Right? They're hidden secrets that need to come forth through revelation. That now once the spirit of wisdom and the revelation has come forth of the truth that is within you, that has been revealed unto you, now the scripture will bear witness, and then it just jumps out of the page at you when before it was hidden in the word. Amen. Can you get bear witness to the word of truth today? To know and understand the knowledge and the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his apostles and prophets by the Spirit. So it is crucial that every born again believer acknowledge that there are mysteries in Christ, as well as Paul's acknowledgement of other ages with an S that were not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed by the Spirit unto the holy apostles and prophets of his time and age, including the disciples of Jesus. Holy Spirit didn't only talk to Paul. Holy Spirit didn't only reveal to Paul. Holy Spirit didn't only bring forth fresh revelation in the Old Testament and what is considered the New Testament, the New Covenant. So that means that there's so much more that needs to come forth even beyond what has been written or testified to or bear witness to that is within the Bible. Come on, y'all. We can't hinder God. We can't grieve the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit always talking, always revealing, always guiding. Amen. So now in the verses 7 through 10, he makes known that he was made a minister by the grace of God, given as a gift unto him by the effectual working of his power, that he preached the unsearchable riches of Christ to the Gentiles, being considered less than the least of all saints, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world have been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, his manifested word, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. To be known by the church, and you can take this physically or you can take this spiritually, the church that is within, to bringing forth the revelation, bringing forth the principalities and powers in heavenly places, for the kingdom of heaven is within, the kingdom of God is within, the kingdom of righteousness is within, the kingdom of perfection comes from within, the kingdom of God, and bringing forth transformation and transfiguration in this world that needs to come through every believer that is in unity and oneness with the actual will of God, not man. That is in alignment with the actual will of God for the church of God that is within, not these physical man-made churches made by the hand of man. So I, like the Apostle Paul, may be the least among many saints of this day, have been called to bring forth revelation knowledge according to the dispensation of grace, according to the new age to come. And we're already in this new age, this new dispensation. And as many are preaching, teaching, and preparing for the last days, understand that we are in a time of acceleration. We are in a time where it is vital that the gospel of Christ, grace, and truth is the message to be heard by those that have fallen from grace, according to Galatians chapter 5, verses 4 through 5. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Let's expound upon that some more. Let's go deeper within this in this word. It says, Christ has become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law, who of you are justified by religion, justified by tradition, justified by rituals. Amen. For ye have fallen from grace. For my grace is sufficient. My grace is enough. So by grace, through faith, you take hold of all that is mine. All that I am. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Waiting for, but with intention and on purpose, yielding, surrendering, declaring unity and oneness. Who will have the faith when the Son of Man comes? The Son of Man is the one who sows the seed, according to Matthew chapter 13, verse 37. So in sowing the word of truth, do you have the faith to believe in the power of the resurrection of Christ and the power of the resurrection of I am inside of you? Have the faith to believe in the fullness of the Godhead that is within you. That I do not consider it robbery to be equal with you, Father God. For you created me in your image. You created me in your likeness. You have bestowed me with the same glory, the same honor, with the gift of righteousness, a right to be. For I have been made perfect, made whole, made sanctified through the cleansing, the purification. Come on, let's not let the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ be in vain. Because at this standard of living, you did not need a Lord. You did not need a Savior. It's beyond deliverance, beyond just going to hell. Beyond deliverance from transformation to transfiguration. So as well as all that have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Right? So not only those that still want to believe and live unto laws, traditions, and rituals, but those that have not accepted Jesus Christ or don't even believe that they need Christ. So my purpose is to shed light on the truth that is within you already. For out of my belly flows rivers of living water. For the words that I share with you are not of myself, but of the Father who sent me. I declare that these words shall bear witness with your spirit, the Christ that dwells within you, to catapult the transformation process. Yes, it is a process, not based on time, but based on faith. The process, not based on time, but based on faith that when I yield, that when I surrender, when I declare unity and acknowledge that I have the mind of Christ and that the Son of God, the indwelling Christ, abides within me, that I have unity and oneness with the Father. But by faith, the process and entering into the holies, into the holies of holies, abiding in a secret place within, abiding in the kingdom of God within, the kingdom of heaven within. Amen. To break spiritual, emotional, and financial strongholds, to remove all barriers and hindrances that have been holding you back from passing over, from walking in the fullness of Christ. The God that is within me, the Father that is within me. Working to break spiritual, emotional, and financial strongholds, to remove all barriers and hindrances that have been holding you back from passing over and walking into the fullness of Christ, the Christ that is within you, your Christ identity, the I am that I am within you. So by faith in the anointing upon my life, I break every yoke and I remove every burden by the word of God that I write and speak into your heart in the name of Jesus. You must seek truth by revelation for yourself by yielding to the Holy Spirit, who is the revealer of all truth and things to come, according to the book of John, chapter 16, verse 13 through 15. He says, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come? He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. So therefore, another can only teach and preach by his or her level of awareness and understanding, which is also delivered by their own perception of what was received by sight and or hearing. Yes, the Bible, the scriptures were written by inspiration of God. However, it still reflects their level of awareness of truth and grace. Mark speaks about the ruler of the synagogue, and it states that Jesus had Peter, James, and John, brother of James, follow, according to the book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 37. And he was not one of the selected to go, but he gives his account. On what happened, on what transpired. So when we look at the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Mark and Luke weren't a disciple. Mark and Luke was not a disciple of Jesus. They did not walk with Jesus during his reign. But they give their account based on the Holy Spirit, based on the scrolls, based on revelation. Amen. And in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 2 through 5, he says, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in the other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That's a lot right there. It's a lot of meat right there. Glory to God. So here is what I want to say to you. So if you will reference the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they all write according to what they perceive. Although they reference the same accounts as those that did walk with Jesus, their experiences and explanations are not written identical, nor are they all as detailed. This must also be taken into consideration by those that have interpreted the books of the Bible. That is why we must exercise our faith, the gift from God, to believe what is written and allow the Holy Spirit to be our teacher and our revealer by inspiration of the Word of God. Is life for the now. I'm going to read that again. I'm going to share that again. That is why we must exercise our faith, our gift from God, to believe what is written and allow the Holy Spirit to be our teacher and revealer by inspiration, for the word of God is life for the now. The word of God is life for the now. We need to be hearing the whisperings of his still small voice that's guiding us to exactly what we need, those rhema words to come forth in manifestation that allows us to dominate, that allows us to move upon this earth, allowing God himself to move, to rule, to reign, to dominate, to take over. Just as they say that if they had a known in regards to our Lord Jesus Christ, they wouldn't have crucified him. I'm saying to you, as being the seed of Christ and Christ's seed being multiplied, being born of the incarnate word of God, if they had have known that you would have the revelation of the truth of who I am in you. So just like they did not know the truth of Jesus Christ as our Lord, as Savior, as Master, as King, They not know who I am in you, through you, as you upon this earth. The fullness of the Godhead, the Spirit of the living God within you, the indwelling Christ, the Son of God within you, the power of the Holy Spirit working in you and through you. So remember, it is always now, no matter what time, what day, what month, or year, it is always now. The point that I am emphasizing is that the Bible is written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and is alive. It is life unto the Spirit, which will bring forth revelation, wisdom, faith, inspiration, strength, joy, peace, and whatever is needed for any situation and or circumstance for those that believe by faith. To God be the glory. For let you have the ears to hear, the wisdom and the understanding to believe and to receive by grace through faith in the Spirit and the wisdom and the knowledge of God.